Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
2017 was, if nothing else, a year in which we got a lot more alerts on our mobile devices. You could call it the year of the push notification. Will Oremus is senior technology writer at Slate. He's on Skype and he joins us to talk about that. Hi, Will.
Hey, good to be here.
And do you think that push notifications reached a new level in 2017?
Oh, absolutely. In almost every way. I mean, the urgency of the stuff we were getting on our phones through push notifications seemed like it was heightened in a lot of ways due to various cultural and political forces this year, but also just the importance of push alerts to media companies has increased as time has gone by. Companies, especially like the New York Times and Washington Post, now see these alerts as one of their core ways of connecting with their readers.
Yeah, I mean, you focus on the media companies that are doing this. Of course, they're not the only ones sending out push notifications. People get them from, you know, Instagram and all the apps that they're using, even their banking apps, perhaps. But yes, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the news organizations have been sending a lot in the last year.
Yeah, and they worry about sending too much. So I for this story I wrote for Slate, I talked to the push alert teams at both the Washington Post and the New York Times. They both told me independently that they worry about something that they call alert fatigue. And that's the idea that if you send too many alerts in one day or in a short period of time, some people are going to say, you know what, stop bothering me. And they are going to either turn off their alerts for your publication, or the worst case scenario is they actually go and uninstall the New York Times or Washington Post app because it's too much for them.
What's the payoff for them of sending out these push notifications?
Well, there are at least two ways in which these push notifications have been crucial, especially for organizations that specialize in hard news, breaking news. One is that the economy of online news uses attention as a currency. So anything you can do to get people's attention and to get their eyes on your site is going to drive your business. And the second is that just getting people to click on your stories or just getting people's eyes on your site when you have a particularly sensational headline or a provocative tweet or Facebook post is not enough, because what these platforms like Facebook and Twitter have done is to untether the headlines you see from their source, right? So you see the headlines in your Facebook feed, but who they're coming from, what news organization those headlines are coming from is, that's not the first thing you see. And so you click the headline rather than selecting your source, as you used to do in the print days. You know, you would buy the Times or the Post and then read whatever headlines they had. And the issue for media companies has been that that has eroded their direct connection with readers. They now are reaching readers via these intermediaries and their algorithms. Push notifications restore a little bit of that direct connection with readers, because if readers turn on push alerts from your publication on their phone, all of a sudden you have a direct line to them that skips the Facebook and Twitter algorithms. And so you can finally reach them again with stuff your editors think is important rather than just whatever headline happens to surface in their social feeds.
Now, of course, you can always say that you don't want push notifications. And actually, I think on almost every app, when they ask me, do you want push notifications, I say no. But there are some that you say yes to. Do you think that all of these push notifications are leading to an unnecessary level of stress in America?
Yeah, and I think anybody who's feeling that might want to consider doing what you do. It's the same thing I do. By default, I turn off all my push notifications, and then I can sort of opt in on a case-by-case basis. I say, you know what, I do want to get notifications from this one app because it's too much. I mean, it really has changed the way we use our phones. We used to open our phone and then sort of proactively decide what we wanted to do on it, right? We would flip through the home screen and maybe another screen full of apps, choose the app we wanted to spend some time with, and then spend that time. Well, when you give your phone over to push notifications, the phone sort of controls you, right? Like, you don't decide anymore, I'm going to open my phone, I'm going to do this on it. The phone or, you know, your apps decide, hey, I'm going to reach out and tap you on the shoulder and force you to look at me for a little bit. And that can just, I mean, it's already hard enough to control the time you spend on your device without having your device constantly nudging you and saying, hey, look at me, listen to me, I've got something very urgent.
Well, actually, the one thing that I allow to cause a vibration on my phone is a text message. And earlier this year, I decided, you know what? I've had enough of this. I don't need to be bothered. When I look at my phone, if there's a text message, I will see it. And so I turned off the vibration for the text messages. And after about a month, It was driving me crazy that I didn't know when I got a message, and so I turned it back on again. You can't quit this stuff.
No, and in fact, I had quit the news alerts earlier this year because it was just overwhelming. There were breaking news stories throughout the day, every day, especially early in the Trump administration, where just a lot of norms of the presidency were being questioned and broken. And so I turned them off. But I found after a while that I'll turn on one at a time. You know, I'll turn on the Times or the Post. I don't need three different organizations sending me the same story at the same time. They actually do race, by the way. They keep track of which publications have beaten them to a given push alert, and they're all racing against the clock when they compose these alerts in their newsroom.
Everything in moderation.
That's right. And I think that especially in this time, the news is a good thing to take in moderation.
That's Will Arima, senior technology writer at Slate. Will, thank you.
Thanks for having me.